One book that was important to you was Delis Epses Morrison and the Image of Reform, New Orleans Politics, 1945 to 1961 by Ed Haas.
Well, it fills a real gap in our knowledge, that period from after the war, after World War II until basically the Civil Rights Revolution. He was part of it. He was one, in a triumph of this good government mayor and the kind of compromises he had to make. And Ed Haas is, it was a really workmanlike and, you know, indispensable book. And I think if anybody's interested in that period, you cannot overlook that book. I mean, it's one you should put on your reading list.
And another one that covers, you know, a longer time period is Silk Stockings and Ballot Boxes, Women in Politics in New Orleans, 1920 to 1963 by Pamela Tyler.
Yeah, and she the books overlap because she talks about the women women activists, usually from the Garden District and from uptown. And they did a lot of good things. She's very mindful of some of their conservative limitations on race.
Yes.
Race and class. And she's eminently fair. And there's just some great stuff in there. It's another indispensable book.
One of the most important books, it seems to me, has been Rising Tide, The Great Mississippi Flood of 1927 and How It Changed America by John Barry.
Yeah, that Barry's book is a must read. No book has written about the river with almost an anthropological character in history, with all these happening beneath the surface.
Exactly.
It's even more complicated and frightening than what's happening above it. And, you know, in a sense, it's a metaphor almost for New Orleans. But what he did, I think, was to kind of pull back the curtain and let you see who really ran the place.
Oh, yeah.
And what their values were at the time.
We learned a lot about ourselves from that book. Yeah. And then it had a second best-selling life after Katrina.
Yeah, did it?
It came back as on the New York Times bestseller.
Well, it's such a great read.
Another book from the 20th century is New Orleans After the Promises, Poverty, Citizenship, and the Search for the Great Society by Kent Germany.
And this is a book that's really important about the Great Society. And when you read it in connection with some of the essays in Arnold Hirsch and Joseph Logsdon's Creole New Orleans,
which is another,
that's another classic text that really opened things up. You get a really strong comprehension of how black politics emerged from its cocoon, from its larval stage, if you will. Because it was already semi-organized in the 1950s, but it was the Great Society, the Model Cities program and federal money that's coming in, and now they're using that to organize black political life in the city. And it really is, it's really a story of the origins of modern black politics.
We've been talking with Tulane University Professor Emeritus Larry Powell about New Orleans history books for the Tricentennial Reading List. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellas Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.